Can you give a summary of the legal actions the ACLU of Missouri has initiated since the fatal shooting of Mike Brown?
Yes. Well, we've been doing advocacy on the ground and litigation on several issues. It kind of falls into three areas that overlap quite a bit. One of those areas is calling for transparency around the investigation. Missouri has some great public records laws that are ignored sometimes and are being ignored here by police officials who have been keeping secret information about the shooting that should be made public. And, you know, that secrecy only feeds the distrust that exists between communities and police officers. The second thing is a lot of First Amendment type work. You know, certainly whenever there's a time of unrest, civil liberties seem to be an early victim or an attempted victim, and that has definitely been the case in Missouri. The freedom of the press and freedom of speech have both been under siege really since the shooting. So we've done some litigation on behalf of members of the media to be able to record what's happening without interference from the police, and also on behalf of protesters who've faced a lot of threats for peacefully protesting, and also have had their ability to stand on streets and sidewalks restricted. And then we're also working on some longer term issues. You know, we haven't initiated any litigation yet, but it will come, that addresses the different ways communities of color experience the police in this part of the country, including through racial disparities and racial profiling, voting rights, which help, I think, foster the distrust between communities of color and their government, and the militarization of police, which I think we've seen in stark relief over the last week.
What have been the most serious and repeated violations of constitutional rights throughout the course of the protests?
So I think what has been most shocking to me to see is people who are peacefully expressing themselves and members of the media being shot with rubber bullets and tear gas and arrested. It's just not something that I ever expected to see in this country. And I think that probably the most troubling aspect of this is that there are no clear rules. You know, we're certainly a nation of laws and rule of law, and the enforcement of the speech restrictions and the media restrictions has been arbitrary. It changes from officer to officer and from day to day and hour to hour. So there's really no clear guidance for protesters or members of the media of, you know, how they can exercise their First Amendment rights without risking arrest or worse, you know, injury.
How much time will the cases take to resolve? Are they quick actions, or will they require months or even years of follow-up?
You know, these cases, you know, we are trying to get emergency relief, and that is what we want. We want quick action on these cases. And that may or may not be successful, but the cases also have a longer-term aspect, too. We will see these cases through to the end, and it will take years. I think that that's important because this litigation will make a historical record of what exactly happened in Ferguson to civil liberties and how it was allowed to happen. And I have some hope that when this is looked back on as a case of how not to do things, that through litigation we'll be able to better understand how these mistakes were allowed to happen and how civil liberties were taken hostage here.
Tony Rothert is the legal director for the ACLU of Missouri. He joined me by phone from St. Louis. For FSRN, I'm Shannon Young.